Susan Bell is a professor of biology and chair of the Department of Integrative Biology. Bell's research team will start to document the Deepwater Horizon spill's impact on beaches and their inhabitants.
This project is to continue work that we've been doing on the beaches up in the Florida Panhandle and up there in Alabama, many of which were oiled by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill, which we all had seen pictures of. We've been working on the environmental impacts of oil. We've been working on the animals that live in the beach sands, basically. That's been the focus of our work. And also taking a close look at the food webs of those sandy beaches.
Bell students have been monitoring beaches for a year from Florida's Atlantic coast to North Carolina to find out whether the oil spill has affected populations of animals living on beach shores. This time, researchers will examine whether the food web or feeding relationships of plants, small crabs, clams, and other critters have been altered on the Panhandle beaches.
And or if we see any kind of shifts in the way that the feeding relationships that normally exist on a beach are changed once the oil comes in because of some of the environmental impacts that are displayed by it. We also have been doing work on non-oil beaches, and we use those as comparisons to the oil beaches.
Bell was awarded one of 17 grants from the BP-funded Gulf of Mexico Research Initiative. She says key players in this research are students.
We also will be sending a team up on Thursday this week with our new grant money, and that will be one of my graduate students and a team of undergraduates who will be doing intensive work up in the Panhandle, and we'll start our first set of samplings, and then there'll be a number of other graduate students, undergraduates, and a postdoc to come in and help over the next month and a half to do some very, very intensive sampling of our other beaches, as well as some additional sampling up in the Panhandle area.
Starting this week, researchers will also study ghost crabs. Bell says these organisms live in burrows on the beach during the day, and they come out at night to feed on other invertebrates.
Because not only are they're relatively big and easy to see once at nighttime or to count their burrows, we can actually use them in our analysis for food webs. We can do some chemical analysis of their muscles and tell what they've been eating based on some signatures we've been using. Ghost crabs serve as food for higher trophic levels, so they're major food items for birds and raccoons that come onto the beaches. So as the ghost crabs come, they're sort of an important link in this food chain or this food web that exists on the beach. So they're one of our focal organisms.
These critters feed off of seaweed and other material that washes up on the beach, called wrack. During beach cleanups, some of the wrack was removed because it was contaminated with oil. Bell says their study will answer whether the removal of the wrack negatively impacted the food web.
It may be important to consider what you do with that wrack as you clean beaches. And also that may be an impact of the oil spill, which we really haven't paid much attention to, because it just looks like washed up garbage to a lot of people, but it may be the washed up basis of a food chain for some of these animals. So we're going to take a look at that.
Researchers will also examine sediments in which mole crabs and clams live in the swash zone, where the waves wash back and forth on the beach.
We've been noticing and trying to quantify throughout many of the oil beaches the presence or absence of small little tar balls in those sediments. And that's another focus of what we're doing now very, very intensively to try to follow over time what's happening with the oil in that area where it's the amount of oil we're looking at. It's not been well quantified. It's sort of an area people haven't sampled, and it's not been the area where that's been touched by any beach cleaning. But it is an area where we have seen oil accumulate over time. And it's changing. The size of the tar balls change over time, as is expected. But we're going to try to get much better information on it.
However, Bell says research might be difficult to accomplish in hurricane season.
We're concerned whether during these storm events, whether we'll see oil that's been sitting offshore or in the nearshore area, maybe buried in some of the shallow sediments there, when the storms come and turn up the bottom, whether this oil now will come and be redeposited on the beach.
Bell's research results will be available at the end of the fall. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka reporting.